Well, today we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2014 from Griswold High School. We have three high school seniors to visit with today. We're going to start with
Justine Friend.
Justine, tell us about your family.
My mom and dad, that's Mike and Debbie Friend. I have two sisters and then one brother.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy here?
I like English comp. I also enjoy behavioral science.
Okay. Those are kind of in different realms there. Mm-hmm. Why do you like those classes?
I like English comp just because I like doing the papers, even though they're hard. It just gets me ready for college because then I think college papers, it'll be a little easier now that I know what I'm doing. I like behavioral science just because I've always enjoyed going over like psychology.
Mm-hmm. Manipulating people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Something like that, yeah. What about teachers? Who are your favorites?
I like Mrs. Nelson, which is our English comp teacher. She's just very knowledgeable. She knows a lot and just teaches well in a way we can understand. I also like Mr. Coink, he's a really good teacher. He just gets along well with the students.
What qualities do they have that really set them apart in your mind?
They can teach in a way that the kids can understand. They don't just go through the motions. They just explain it well to us, and they can answer any questions that we have well.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities for you. What else has kept you busy?
I was in volleyball in the fall. Right now I'm in track. I'm in NHS. I'm in Joy Club. A lot of different things.
Do you have a favorite?
I really like track right now. Hopefully going to state pretty soon.
That's kind of a variety of things.
Yeah.
All different directions. Did you want to try to as many different types of things as you could when you got into high school?
Yeah, just all different things, just not, I don't want to just be into sports. I like just, you know, I have different academic things I'm into.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your career down the road then. Where are you going to be this fall?
Iowa, University of Iowa.
Okay.
This fall.
And why did you want to be a Hawkeye?
I like their medical there. They have really good medical. I can go into the hospitals after that, and so I'll probably major in biology, go into something pre-med.
Okay. And so why did you choose that course of study? Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I've always seen myself in something medical. My mom was in medical. She was like a dentist, and I've always just liked the medical field.
Okay, so there was just something that was always meant to be for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give those youngsters a little talking to. Give the eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
Time management is a big thing. Mm-hmm. I would say managing your time because there's going to be a lot of things due, a lot of deadlines, and they're going to be closer than you think, and so you really need to make sure you manage your time, especially if you're in activities or sports. You need to remember that.
Have you looked much into your crystal ball down the road, 10, 15 years down, where might you be? What might you be doing? You kind of have that plotted out?
Kind of. Definitely somewhere, I would say, a little bigger, like a bigger city, because you're not going to find much in employment and something smaller. If I want to go into some clinic, medical, I'd need somewhere bigger, definitely.
Okay, very good. Well, it sounds like you've got some ambitious plans. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet, very much. All right, and next we have
Jake Steinbeck.
Okay, Jake, tell us about your family.
My parents are Dave and Tammy Steinbeck, and I've got three older sisters.
Okay, and who's your favorite?
Depends on the day.
Okay, good answer. Well, let's talk a little bit about classwork for you then. What classes did you enjoy?
All of my ag classes have been a lot of fun, and English comp, as Justine said, and I also took calculus as a dual credit class, so that I really enjoyed that, too.
Okay. Well, you've got kind of a wide variety there, too, of different types of things. Why those classes? What interested you there?
The ag classes, I took them because you have to have an ag class in order to be an FFA, and that's important to me. And then calculus and comp, both of them, I get college credit for them, and they're tougher classes, so it just seemed like the thing to do.
Do you like to be challenged?
I do.
Okay. What about teachers? Who are your favorites?
Mr. Blair for ag class. He is probably my favorite teacher. And then Mrs. Nelson and Mrs. Hauser, which are comp and calculus, they come into a real close second.
What sets them apart?
They can teach in a way that us students can understand, and you can tell that they just really care about their jobs.
Okay. It's all about the relationships they're able to forge with students and be able to, to reach that direction in different ways?
Yep.
Okay. Talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
Been very active in FFA, wrestling, band, jazz band, NHS, 4-H, youth group.
Did you want to be real busy when you started high school? Was that a goal of yours?
Yeah. All three of my sisters were pretty active in different organizations and stuff, so that it was just kind of natural to me.
Okay. It was just something that was inevitable. What do you have any accomplishments that you'll be most proud of when you think back years from now to your high school days?
This year I applied for my Iowa FFA degree, and I got that. And then with that application, there is also a thing that we can fill out for the Stars Over Iowa pageant. And I was selected as one of the six agribusiness star finalists.
What does that mean for you?
That there are four different categories in the Stars Over Iowa, and so they took 23 kids out of 680. So it was just a big honor to receive that award. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty exciting. It's pretty nice if people notice some of the great things that you're able to accomplish. Well, let's talk about the future for you. Where will you be this fall?
I'll be in Iowa State, majoring in agriculture systems technology.
Was that just a given for you?
Well, I considered going into agronomy, but just decided that wasn't going to work. So, and the technology side fits me a lot better.
Okay. So where do you see yourself taking that?
Eventually, I'll come back and work for Steinbeck & Sons, my family's business, and hopefully we can expand our precision farming or precision agriculture business.
Okay, excellent. And what do you give those eighth graders some advice then? What do you want them to know before they get started into their high school careers?
Definitely be involved in everything you can, because it'll help you with scholarships and stuff later, plus it's a lot of fun. And don't be afraid to try new things, because there's a lot of different organizations that you can get into that you may have a lot of fun in and you never thought you would.
You might be surprised at what you like. Very good. Jake, thanks a lot. Good luck to you down the road. All right, and next we have?
Trisha Huerta.
Okay, Trisha, tell us about your family.
My parents are Sam and Terry Lydell. I have two older sisters, Taylor and Tori, a younger brother, Trey, and a younger sister, Tawny.
Okay, right square in the middle then, too. So you get a little bit of the good and a little bit of the bad?
Of course.
Of course, all right. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
Enjoy English Comp with Mrs. Nelson and Calculus with Mrs. Hauser.
Okay. Why those classes?
They make learning seem fun, and so that's always a plus. And they make sure that the whole class understands it before jumping ahead to something new, so that's important.
And sometimes it's probably tough to make those classes seem fun.
Yes, it is.
Okay. What about teachers? Do you have any favorites? I know you just mentioned a couple of them. Are they going to be near the top of your list?
Those two are definitely top of my list, as well as Mrs. Platt. You never know what to expect with her, and, you know, she's quite the character in a good way, of course, and she always makes class fun and enjoyable for me.
What characteristics does it take to really make a good teacher?
Make the learning environment fun and make sure everyone understands before you go ahead. So.
Okay, yeah, that sometimes teachers forget that students might be grading them in their minds, too, as the class moves along, and they need to work hard at that end, too. Mm-hmm. Talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
Volleyball manager, cross-country manager, basketball and track. Fortunately, due to injury, was not able to play this year, so managing the best I can.
Yeah, disappointing, difficult. You didn't plan for that. Yep. How has that changed you, though? Has that given you a different perspective?
Made me realize I could have been put in a worse situation, so I'm glad I wasn't, and I'm managing well now. So.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Basketball.
Oh, yeah, which makes it even all the worse,
yeah.
Huh? Okay, let's talk about something else then. Well, let's talk a little bit about awards and honors and things. When you look back later on in life at your high school career, are there some things that you're going to be most proud of that you were able to accomplish?
Since I didn't run in track this year, last year we made it to state and we won. And we made finals in shuttle hurdle, and that was really fun for us because we were so pumped about that. So I'll definitely remember that.
Do you enjoy being able to reach goals, accomplish things with others as groups or teams?
Yeah, that makes it enjoyable. So.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the future for you then. What's up this fall?
I'll be at the University of Iowa, majoring in sociology with a criminology track. Still up in the air about that major, but nothing set in stone right now, so I can change it in the near future if I need to.
Okay. And so you're not sure. Why did you choose that career path then? Do you know really why you kind of decided to go that route?
In eighth grade, Mrs. Nelson, she had us choose a career, and criminal justice really caught my eye, so stuck with that.
Okay. And I'm sure you chose the University of Iowa because you knew that you and Justine would be able to share a ride.
Of course.
Yeah, see, that's how it works. Why did you choose Iowa?
Well, I got a scholarship, so that helped me out. I really like the atmosphere up there. My family really likes the atmosphere up there, so they won't mind the four-hour drive up there to visit me. So
it's not so bad. All right. Well, talk a little bit about those eighth graders then. Talk to them. What should they know before they start high school?
Definitely take schoolwork seriously, but don't forget to have fun. And I would say definitely get involved as much as you can. Try new things.
Okay, very good. Well, Tricia, again, thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Tricia Huerta, Justine Friend, and Jake Steinbeck. They're some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Griswold High School.